Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Hi, it's Christopher Cumby, and we're on the move. Thank you for being here. So much gratitude for those who are tuning in. And so much gratitude for those who've been following right from the beginning. I really appreciate that. And obviously, it means a lot to me. And, you know, the reason I'm doing this show is to share some information that essentially as an entrepreneur, I believe we have great duty to help one another. And, you know, the beautiful thing about the life that you want and imagine is that, you know, with humanity, we all rely upon each of us to play our respective roles and move the needle in the direction of a collective heartbeat. And I'm starting to see that time, you know, that time happen where, you know, with social media, it's made it a lot easier to connect with others around the world, and we're seeing so much change. And really, that's what this show is all about. Accept change in your life. It's actually the third chapter in my book. And if you haven't grabbed my book and you're just tuning in for the first time, you can go to ChristopherCumby.com and you can pick up my ebook. Follow the link and it'll give you some direction. You'll get an ebook that you can follow along if you so desire. Of course, you can always listen in, and I'll always give you a little exercise to try out and implement. And, you know, again, that's the thing, folks. If you want change in your life, you're going to have to do things differently. You can't expect a different result by doing the exact same things. So change is something that is required in order for all of us to grow. And, you know, that's the other thing. I basically believe, you know, you need to be change to see change. And, you know, I want to turn the attention to something that, you know, I truly believe. And if you can accept this, it's like the concept that Bruce Lee talked about. You must be shapeless, formless like water, right? And I believe when you become that, you're able to take each day in a little bit different stride and allow things to happen to you instead of like anticipating the, program or better yet, the predictability of the day, because we all want that. And well, I'll tell you, probably the ego wants that more than anything, but that's a discussion for another day. I don't want to get too off track, because I truly believe when you're making changes, you know, you've got to assess the value of the change as well. The fundamental principle of change is making a difference. If you desire to see changes in your life, you, and yes, only you, will be the catalyst to do so. It really comes down to first changing how you think. Our reality is based on our dominant thoughts and what you accept as, of course, your truth and what you believe. For each individual, that truth is definitely unique, and you know, your dominant thoughts will change throughout your life as well, because things become more important, you prioritize, but you can direct these changes in any time and you can make a choice. I'll teach you a little later in the show to master the art of change. But, you know, for now, we'll talk about why change is such an important aspect in life, because if you want to go to a new level, you're going to have to find out ways and you're going to have to go through a little bit of pain. Yes, I know everybody runs from pain. Everybody runs as far as a way they can from pain, because it's kind of the human condition. We run away from that. But the reality is, to get growth, you've got to go through the pain. So it ends up being a little bit of a conundrum, doesn't it? We want change, but we don't want pain. The only way to get change is to go through that pain and have growth. So you have to make some massive decisions, and you've got to commit yourself to them. And then you've got to follow through, and you got to use the mirror exercise I showed you, or talked about, I should say, in the last few shows. And these are the tools that I'm giving you for your opportunity to go further. Hey, listen, I really appreciate the fact that that's what you want. We all want to get a little bit further in life, maybe a lot further for some people, maybe way to Mars like Elon Musk. Who knows what your dream is, but you have one. I just don't want you to let go of it. I want you to use what you have inside as a God-given power to tap into the universe and pull down what you want. But it's all going to be based on the ability to start using your thoughts and your emotions in a way that creates change and lasting change and growth. And I know one great way is to make a difference, not only in your life, but to make some difference in other people's lives. You know, I often think about the game changers in life. You ever think about those people that are just complete game changers? They implemented something. They absolutely had a following of people that did the same things. And it's just amazing to see them cut through and create all the change that they want. Now, making change happen. If you don't like something, change it. If you can't change it, change your attitude. Maya Angelou. I love that quote. But here's the thing. You need to have a framework. So get your journal out. Write these steps down. If you're driving, obviously listen in. Come back and do this later. But do it. Do it today. Don't put things off. If you're not doing the exercises and you're looking for change, then shame on you, because you have to do things. And you need to find a way to commit and make a decision on that. And really, that's step one. Decide what you want to change and what you need to change. You can prioritize things and change things one at a time. I highly recommend that. You know, one of the big things for me was I wanted to change the way I looked. And I knew that exercise would be a great way to start doing that. I chose running. And I chose to commit to that. And I chose to grow on that. And I chose to, you know, keep going and prove to myself that I can continue to have that as a lifestyle, as a habit, a very healthy habit of keeping fit. Step number two, choose when to change. You need to have a goal. Nothing measured, nothing gained. Nothing gained, nothing changed. And that's how it works. You need to find ways to be able to commit to what it is you want to change. Then you need to set a date, and then how you would like to make those changes. And then step three, having the vision of what that change will provide you. And this is the thing. I like to reverse engineer that. So meaning that you grab the vision and all of those other steps are much easier, and you will have such enthusiasm because you can see what the change will provide you. And, you know, again, for me, when I knew that I could change the way I look, I knew that it would provide the confidence that I was looking for. You know, we all go through, you know, sort of the ups and downs of life, of course. And, you know, there's times when you're more confident in yourself than others. So I chose through NLP, by the way, and I'll talk about this in another show. In fact, when I bring one of my colleagues on, I will talk about NLP and specifically, you know, how I was able to use that to create the vision of what I already was and am. So meaning I was that at one point in my life, I could see the vision of my future now. Being where I was when I was super successful in my life, I connected with that. I absolutely connected with that. And then I brought that forward into today. And I saw exactly how I used to look when I was super confident, making a ton of money, building my businesses, having a ton of fun. And I brought that forward into my life today through NLP. And that was the change. And I was able to then attach myself to that emotion that I could remember. Emotions are good, folks. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, we have some really great emotions that we can leverage. It's the ones that make our energy or our frequency low that, you know, you need to be aware of and how to deal with them. But the ones that you can absolutely put your attention on that give you enthusiasm and excitement, they are the ones that you want to absolutely attach yourself to, because it will bring that feeling through. And that's how change starts to happen. Connecting with areas of your life. And, you know, maybe you're sitting there and saying, well, you know, I didn't have anything massive or major change, you know, happen in my life that was really successful. Well, I'll tell you, yes, you did. You had many of them. You had many of them. And that's where discovery through journaling really comes into play, is discovering who you really are. I mean, that's the greatest gift that you can give yourself. And once you know that, and I've got an exercise coming up, who are you, by the way, and that'll be probably not the next show, but the show after. I've got so many shows. But anyway, the who are you, I'll give you a formula and a framework around that, and almost like a technology that you can remember. And there's a little NLP to that as well. I believe that you can get what you want. You've got to accept the change, and you've got to make the changes happen. And I want you to think about a couple of things and maybe a little exercise here. With game changers that perhaps, you know, you can think of, and some of them, and you know, there are many obviously examples of people out there that are game changers. You know, what makes them unique? What makes them unique? Write this down. What traits do you believe you share with some of these game changers? That's always a really great way to find people that you can mimic, or they inspire you in so many ways, and you can use their traits as things that you can mimic. How would you like to change the game in your life? And I've got an amazing formula that works. I've done many of these trainings with salespeople, and I'm excited to share what I believe is something that you can remind yourself in the morning and carry it all the way through and play the game. And it's really exciting. And it is in conjunction with, you know, something that I'm going to be introducing at some point with a few people, and we're going to launch this called the 100 Game. And it does play a part of that, because it's a framework that'll keep you focused on doing something, anything, for 100 days straight. I'm a true and firm believer, when you start to create those habits that you're looking for in your life, that's when the changes will start happening, and all the other, perhaps, undesirable habits will start to drop away. You guys are amazing. I want to keep these shows short. I had a little bit of a blurb in the middle of this, but I think it's going to be fine. Probably won't even notice. And if you do, hey, it's all good. I'm on the move, and so are you. Have a great day. Do something nice for someone, and go kick ass. This show is brought to you by Anchor.com.